Disney, Frozen, The Mysterious Treasure by Valentina Cami. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. It was a special occasion, the birthday of Elsa and Anna's father, King Agnar. To celebrate, they headed into the castle attic to look for old memories. There in a corner, they found a trunk that they had never seen before. "This chest belonged to Father," Anna exclaimed, recognizing Agnar's royal symbol carved into the lid. "What could be inside?" Olaf asked. "Let's find out," suggested Elsa. The trunk contained lots of Agnar's personal items from when he had been young: toys, clothes, a portrait, and a nature journal. "I didn't know Father had a secret notebook," Elsa said, puzzled. Anna smiled and started to flip through the book. It was full of Agnar's handwriting, drawings, and samples of Arendelle's natural wonders, such as leaves and pressed flowers. Olaf was impressed. "Wow, he took a lot of notes." Suddenly, a map drew Olaf's attention. "Ooh, I love maps. I wonder where it leads," he said. "To a cave," answered Anna. Then, she read aloud what Agnar had written in his journal. "A legend says there's a treasure hidden inside." "A treasure!" the snowman cried happily. "Did your father find the treasure? Or the cave?" Olaf asked, now more curious than ever. "Apparently not," Anna said, turning the page and finding the rest of the book blank. Their father had left no traces of finding the mysterious cave in his journal. There was only the map.
"Let's look for it," said Olaf, "and maybe we'll find the treasure too."
Anna and Elsa glanced at each other.
"Great," they said in unison, standing up and beaming.
They both wanted to follow the map their father had made.
"Yay!" shouted Olaf, rushing to the entrance of the attic. He couldn't wait to start their newest adventure.
When Kristoff and Sven heard about their journey, they were eager to join their friends. According to the map, the cave was located somewhere in the Arendelle Mountains. Gathering the gear they thought they might need, they started on their way. The group hiked all morning, following the route on Agnar's map. Anna and Elsa smiled at each other, enjoying the journey. It almost felt as if their father were walking alongside them. Sven, however, was daydreaming of the treasure. When they finally arrived at their destination, they found a beautiful waterfall.
"Where's the cave?" cried Olaf.
Kristoff scratched his chin. "Maybe the points of reference for the map have changed. It has been quite some time since it was made." Anna thought for a moment.
Or perhaps it's hidden somewhere."
"True. Let's take a look around," suggested Elsa.
Olaf looked behind a bush.
"Hey, here it is,"
he exclaimed, pointing to a strange hole in the ground.
Then a groundhog peeped out.
Hello, the snowman greeted him. "Can we have a look at the treasure?"
The little animal looked at him and quickly disappeared into its den. "We're looking for a bigger cave," said Kristoff. "One maybe we could walk into?"
"Oh, I see," the snowman whispered.
"Let's have a look at the waterfall," Anna said. As she got closer, she noticed that if she looked at the waterfall in a certain way, she could see something behind the water itself. Was that the cave?
"We're going to get really wet if we try to enter a cave through a waterfall. And we didn't pack any changes of clothes," said Kristoff.
"No problem," said Elsa, and she waved her hands. With an icy blast, she froze the waterfall.
"A piece of art," Anna declared.
The group passed behind the waterfall and finally entered the cave.
The mysterious grotto was full of stalactites and stalagmites of different shapes and sizes. Olaf had never seen anything like them before. "Are they the treasure?" he asked.
"They are beautiful, but those rock formations are typical of most caves," explained Kristoff.
"I think it's probably something else."
"Let's keep looking," Elsa said.
The group kept exploring the unusual place until they arrived at a small underground lake that reflected the cave's walls in its clear waters.
"How spectacular," said Anna.
When they reached the shore of the lake, Olaf noticed something painted on a big rock.
"Wow," he called, hopping with excitement. "I love these drawings."
Elsa looked carefully. "They look very ancient."
"They were a family, just like us,"
said Kristoff to Sven.
"And family is the best treasure ever," added Anna.
"If family is the treasure, what is that?" Olaf asked,
noticing a small chest next to the rock where there were also the remains of many a campfire. Anna opened the little box. It contained a wooden slingshot, two small toy boats, a colorful marble collection, and a few tin soldiers with the uniform of Arendelle.
"Those are Father's toys," she exclaimed. "He did visit the cave.
And he left his boyhood treasures for the kids who would take shelter here in the future," Olaf added, smiling.
"This cave is really full of treasures," Olaf cried happily.
"Everybody who stayed here made it special," said Elsa. Anna took out Agnar's journal from her backpack.
"There's something still missing," she said,
then started to draw on the last pages that had remained blank.
Everybody loved Anna's drawing. They all knew that there was only one thing even more special than family. A family memory.